Wow, you're up early today. What's for breakfast? 这里 you are 和 up 连读成 you're up, you're up, you're up. 注意 up 末尾的爆破音 p 在这里失去爆破不用发音。You're up, you're up, you're up early today. You're up early today. What's for breakfast?
Well, I feel like baking, so I made some muffins.
这里 like, 末尾 k, 不用发音。
I feel like baking. I feel like baking. So I made some muffins.
So 和 I, 这里呢它是构成了元音和元音的连读。So, 末尾字母 O, 对应的是 O, 这个双元音。后面的 I 本身它就是一个双元音 I， 所以呢这里是属于元音和元音的连读。那前面一个元音是以 U 结尾的，我们中间要加一个 W 的半元音来做一个过渡。大家可以看一下下面的这个解释啊，中间加了一个 W W W 这个音。那这个音呢，它是加在后面这个单词的前面的，那也就是加在 I 的前面，所以变成了类似于 Y 的发音。So I 有一个 Y 的感觉。So I made some muffins. So I made some muffins. 但是一定要注意啊，这个 Y 的音呢，一定是模糊的、轻的，而不是重的，很刻意的去把这个音读出来。错误示范是 So I made some muffins。 那本来 so 和 I 在这个句子当中呢就不是什么特别重要的单词，所以呢我们这个地方一定要很轻啊，很模糊。 So I made some muffins。 So I made some muffins。 那这里 made 末尾的不用发音。 So I made some muffins。
Smells goodI'll make some coffee.
Make, 末尾不发音。
I'll make some coffee. I'll make some coffee. Do you want me to make you some eggs?
这里 want, 末尾不发音。Make, 末尾不发音。
Some 和 eggs 可以连读成 some eggs. Some eggs. Some eggs.
中间连读成了 me 的发音 some x.
Do you want me to make you some x? Do you want me to make you some x?
Sure, I'll take my sunny side up.
Take,
末尾不发音。
I'll take mine. Sunny side up.
Side 和后面的 up.连读成 side up. 注意 up 末尾的爆破音还是失去爆破不用发音。
Sunny side up. Sure, I'll take mine sunny side up. I don't know how you can eat your eggs like that.
好，这里 don't 末尾不发音。
I don't know how you can eat your eggs.
好，这里的 eat, your 和 eggs 三个单词可以连起来读成 eat your eggs. Eat 和 your 连读是 eat your. 后面的 your 和 eggs 可以连读成 your eggs. 所以是 eat your eggs.
Like that.
Like, 末尾不用发音。所以整句话是
I don't know how you can eat your eggs like that. I don't know how you can eat your eggs like that. Ever since I was small.
好，这里的 since 和 I 连读是 since I.
Ever since I was small.
好，这里的 was 末尾 z 不用发音，就是 ever since I was small、啊、was small was 末尾的 z 不用发音。Ever since I was small, I've had X and soldiers. 这里的 had 和后面的 X 你可以选择连读，但是呢，我建议大家这里不要连读，因为后面这个 X and soldiers 后面这个 X 和 and 它是有连读的，所以前面的这个地方如果你再连读的话呢，会有点困难。但是如果你 OK 的话，那你可以选择连读，就是I've had X and soldiers. I've had X and soldiers. I've had X and soldiers. 这样子连。但如果你觉得、哎、这个三个单词连在一起有点困难，那你可以选择前面 had 末尾的不发音，那就是 I've had X and soldiers. I've had X and soldiers. 好，下面我们看一下 X 和 and.这两单词的连读，首先呢要注意一下这里的 and 它已经被弱读成了 n 的发音、啊、and 被弱读成了 n 的发音，所以准确来说呢就是 eggs 和 n 的连读变成了 exon 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 soldiers exon soldiers exon soldiers。好，那这个地方我们再看一下、哦、如果你要选择 had, x, and 三个单词连读，那就读成 I've had x and soldiers. I've had x and soldiers. 如果你要选择 had, 末尾的不发音，就是 I've had x and soldiers. I've had x and soldiers.两种办法自己去选择。但如果你说哎 Emily 那我选择这个 had 和 x 连读，我 and 不和前面的 x 连读可以吗？当然可以啦，那你可以选择、I've had x and soldiers I've had x and soldiers 你可以这样读啊。下面 You know My dad had scrambled eggs every morning for 20 years那这里 dad 末尾的 had 末尾的都不用发音，后面的 scrambled 末尾的你可以选择不用发音，也可以选择和后面的 eggs 进行一个连读，就变成了 scrambled eggs scrambled eggs scrambled eggs。My dad had scrambled eggs every morning for 20 years. It drove my mom crazy. It, 末尾不发音。It drove my mom crazy. 注意 drove, 末尾呢有一个 v 的发音，上下齿。啊 ,sorry, 上齿下唇要轻轻的接触一下啊，上齿下唇接触 v, drove.It drove my mom crazy. You know what really drives me crazy? What, 末尾不发音。You know what really drives me crazy? When I ask for soft-boiled eggs. 好，这里呢 ,when 和 I 以及后面的 ask 可以连读成 when I ask.When I ask, when I ask. 注意这里的 when 和 I, 它是属于辅音和元音的连读，很简单，只需要首尾相连，就是 when I, when I, when I. 而后面的这个 I 和 ask, 这里是属于元音和元音的连读。那元音和元音的连读呢，我们只需要看前面一个元音是什么。啊、是以什么结尾的，那这里的 I 它是以 E 结尾的，以 E 结尾我们中间呢要加一个 E 的半元音、啊、这个半元音呢还是加在后面单词的前面，所以呢是加在 ask 的前面，就变成了类似于 ask 的发音、啊、ask when I ask when I ask when I ask for soft boiled eggs. 好，这里呢要注意的是这个 ask 末尾是不发音的啊，我们这边可以不用发音。When I ask for soft boiled eggs. 这里 soft 末尾不用发音。Boiled 末尾的可以不用发音，但你也可以选择 boiled 和后面的 x 进行一个连读，变成了 boiled eggs, boiled eggs. 好，我们把整句话再慢速读一下。
When I ask for soft boiled eggs,
再听一遍。
When I ask for soft boiled eggs.When I ask for soft boiled eggs.
后面 and I overcook them. And 末尾的不发音 overcook 末尾不发音
and I overcook them so they come out hard boiled.
Come out 连读 come out out 末尾就不发音了
So they come out hard-boiled.
Hard, 末尾的也是不发音的。
So they come out hard-boiled. How can you dip your toast into a hard-boiled eggs?
好，这里的 dip, 末尾 p, 这里呢是失去爆破不用发音。
Dip your toast.
Now, how can you dip your toast into a...
Into
和 a 在这里呢，它是属于元音和元音的连读。前面一个元音是以 u 结尾的，中间加了一个 u 的半元音，所以是 into a.
How can you dip your toast into a hard-boiled eggs?
好，这里的这个 hard 末尾的不用发音 ，boiled 你可以选择。末尾的不用发音，也可以选择和后面的 egg 进行一个连读。
Hard boiled egg,
或是 hard boiled egg. 其实呢差不多啊，你可以选择你比较顺的。好，我们把这整句话读一下，从那个 you know what 开始。
You know what really drives me crazy?When I ask for soft-boiled eggs, and they overcook them, so they come out hard-boiled. How can you dip your toast into a hard-boiled egg? You're so picky sometimes. Here you go, honey. Fried eggs. Damn it! I ask for sunny side up.
这里 I 和 ask 还是连读成 I ask.注意 ask, 末尾不用发音。
I ask for sunny side up.
Side up, 连读 side up.
I ask for sunny side up. How many times do I have to tell you?
这句话当中呢有一个元音和元音的连读。不知道大家有没有看出来啊，这里的 do 和 I 是连读成了 do I, 因为 do 它是以 u 结尾的，我们中间呢要加一个 u 的半元音。
Do I? How many times do I have to tell you? How many times do I have to tell you?
好，下面呢，我们从第一句话再慢速读一下啊，从整篇对话的第一句话开始。
Wow, you're up early today. What's for breakfast?
Well, I feel like baking, so I made some muffins.
Smells good. I'll make some coffee.
Do you want me to make you some eggs?
Sure. I'll take mine sunny side up.
I don't know how you can eat your eggs like that. Ever since I was small, I've had eggs and soldiers.
You know, my dad had scrambled eggs every morning for 20 years.It drove my mom crazy.
You know what really drives me crazy? When I ask for soft-boiled eggs, and they overcook them, so they come out hard-boiled. How can you dip your toast into a hard-boiled egg? You're so picky sometimes.
Here we go, honey. Fried eggs.
Damn it! I asked for sunny side up. How many times do I have to tell you?